107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for Stratford Live Music and Food. It's good times and great tunes. Joining us in the studio with all the details is Tina Gronestage. Tina, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you as well.
Oh my gosh, it's almost that time. Yeah, exactly. It's almost that time. It is coming up June 20th to the 22nd, Stratford Live Music and Food. We're going to talk about the whole itinerary for the weekend. But Tina, off the top, I've chatted with so many folks that are so looking forward to this upcoming weekend for the June 20th weekend because they've just heard about the artist and they're saying, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, this year is definitely, we're excited to have David Wilcox, which is exciting on Saturday to have a bigger headliner than what we're used to. So
that is awesome. So again, yeah, David Wilcox is headlining on Saturday, and David Wilcox will be at the Bandshell performing. So that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. So let's talk about who's performing on Friday. Let's go through the itinerary there.
So we'll start off with Luke Robertson and the Railway Trio. So that'll start around 4. Gates open at 3:30.
And Luke Robertson, he's a great guitarist. He really is terrific.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thundering Velvet Band. And then we have Downey Street Collective. Jenna LaDuc, Jack DeKaiser, and the headliner, Horseshack.
Horseshack. You got to tell me about Horseshack. There's a name right off the top. Again, it's a lot of local bands taking part. Like, I mean, we got Jenna LaDuc, Thundering Velvet Band. We chatted with the members of that group just recently. They got a brand new double vinyl album that's out. So it's going to be an amazing way to kick off the weekend.
Exactly.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, let's move on into Saturday because we got a whole bunch of great acts happening on Saturday.
Yeah, so we begin Saturday morning at around 12. Sorry, it'll be at noon.
Okay.
Right? Gates open at 11:30.
Right on.
And we start with our youth bands. So this year we have three. Yeah.
Tell us about the youth bands here.
So we have collected donations over the years in memory of Stu Lang. And we take those, who is an original founder of Stratford Blues and Rib Fest is what it was called originally. And that money goes towards supporting youth bands that we find in the area or who has any interest in playing and give them a chance to rock on the stage.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity. So who have we got playing for the Saturday youth bands here?
So we have Jason Lamont. He was there last year as well.
Nice.
And then Bandsaw, which is new this year. And Max Morgado and the Hortz Brothers.
Okay.
So Max has been there a few years as well. Well, he's good on the guitar.
Nice. So that's going to be kicking off Saturday, but we're just getting started for the performances for Saturday.
Exactly. Then we have the Blurry Pickers, Just Like New, Mutual Mind, Larry Kurtz and the Lawbreakers, Mike Elliott, Aaron McCallum Band, Grant Lyle and Brotherhood, Stevie T.
Oh,
yeah, and Wilcox.
And David Wilcox. How excited is Stevie T to be playing just before David Wilcox here?
Yes, very excited, I'm sure.
Again, David Wilcox, he has performed in Stratford before, and we just love David Wilcox for sure.
10 years ago, actually.
Was it 10
years
ago? Yeah,
exactly. Has 10-year almost anniversary.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
We had him at the Rotary.
Yeah, that's right. And again, it used to be at least for the headliner, was at the Rotary Complex. This time, David Wilcox will be performing at the Bandshell.
At the Bandshell, yep. So let's hope for good weather.
Oh, so how
but
cool is
rain or
that?
Shine.
It's shine only. Shine only that whole weekend. Although we have to say, knock on wood, you've had really terrific weather for the past
couple of... Yep. Last year was a little hot, but...
Oh, but hey, we'll bring on the heat and warm things up with Stratford Live Music and Food. So that is happening for Saturday. Again, David Wilcox, the headliner. That's right. He'll be at the Bandshell with all the other great bands performing. And then we move on into Sunday.
Yep. So we're going to kick off the morning with the community breakfast. So we started that last year for the first time. So that's going on again this year. So it's entrance by donation only to support the local community food center.
That's awesome.
Yep. And then they provide the breakfast so you can sit down, have some coffee.
Yeah. Nice way to start an early Sunday morning and then move on down to the band show.
Exactly. And the music will start at 12. We have the Pusledge House of Blues, Cookin', Stratford's Own, the Tone Wheels, Wild Tea and the Spirit, and then the Practically Hip will be finalizing
the Sunday lineup. What a weekend. I am telling you, it is going to be just a jam-packed full of great music, Wild Tea and the Spirit coming back, and if you haven't seen the Practically Hip, a great Tragically Hip tribute band, they are dynamite.
Absolutely.
Like, they're really good. And so thrilled to have cooking, Stratford's own cooking. So it's going to be some, you know, nostalgia over the weekend. As mentioned, David Wilcox is headlining on Saturday. And let's talk about how reasonably priced these tickets are for this weekend.
Exactly. A few years ago, it used to be free, right? But logistics-wise,
oh my gosh,
just doesn't work out that way anymore. But yeah, so Friday is going to be $15, Saturday $20, Sunday $10. And then you can buy pre-sale weekend passes for $35 online or at Not To Bean. To Bean or Not To Bean. Yeah, is also selling.
And that is the question.
Yes.
There you go. I mean, $35 for the entire weekend for all of this entertainment. Tina, you can't beat that.
No. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
We have to say thanks to all of our volunteers and sponsors and everyone that helps support this event.
That's right, because it really is. We should mention, this is a great community-supported event. So many local sponsors are helping out. So that's the music. Let's talk about, we've got food trucks on hand, obviously, and we've got the children's activity area going on. And I'm pretty sure Jim Fuhr is going to be back with his vinyl sales, I think, over that
every
weekend,
year.
Too. So again, any other stuff that's going on for that weekend that folks need to know? I mean, as we mentioned, there's the vendors, children's activity area, live music through your weekend, and plenty of food trucks too. And of course, there's going to be maybe some, I know it's not Stratford Blues and Rib Fest, but there's going to be maybe some ribs to be enjoyed over the weekend.
Yeah, there's still ribs there and lots of other food to enjoy. So.
Fabulous. So again, how can people pick up tickets? What's the best way and to get more information?
So just visit our website, StraffordLive.ca, and then that's where you can purchase your online pass that you just pick up at the door on when you come in.
Perfect.
Is kind of what happens there. And then sponsors do have Admit One tickets, but they do not guarantee access on Saturday just because there might be limited capacity.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not sure how many people are going to show up. So
yeah, Saturday is going to be rocking.
Get there early. Fantastic. However, your $35 pass will guarantee you access. So
that's what it's all about. Stratford Live music and food. Support the artists. And as we've mentioned, we've talked about, great headliners, like David Wilcox or, Wild Tea and the Spirit. We got Jack DeKaiser coming to town. But it's really great to support these local bands that don't often get this kind of exposure, if you will.
Exactly. It's nice to get them up on stage and
just have a good time.
Exactly.
And perform.
And that's what this event is about, right?
Yeah,
supporting
exactly.
them. And
absolutely. Tina Gronostage with Stratford Live Music and Food. It's good times, great tunes for an amazing weekend, June 20th through to the 22nd. And it's all happening at the Bandshell Veterans Drive Stratford. And as I've chatted with many of the artists, they love performing at the Bandshell acoustically. It's great outdoors, but acoustically, it's absolutely terrific.
And very historic as
and
well.
Very historic as well. So again, StraffordLive.ca. We'll share all the details on our socials and with MyStraffordNow.com. And I'll be there on Sunday for sure. I'll be emceeing a helping MC on Sunday. So
looking forward to
seeing
you there.
You bet. Tina Gronostage. Thanks so much, Tina.